The University of Connecticut women's basketball team won its third straight NCAA title last night, beating Tennessee 70-61 in New Orleans. The victory makes UConn the first school to capture the NCAA Division I titles for both men's and women's basketball in the same year. The UConn men's team beat Georgia Tech Monday night, 82-73. Michelle Vopel writes for the Kansas City Star and contributes to ESPN.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Took a while for Tennessee to get into the game.
It really did. Once they did, I thought it became a pretty entertaining final. But for a while there, it looked like we were going to have a blowout.
A defensive game overall?
It was. There was a lot of good defense in the game. I think a lot of times people think of Connecticut as a great offensive team, but I think last night showed they're also very good at forcing other teams to go away from what works for them offensively. They're just, Connecticut plays very good defense. They don't always get as much credit for it as they deserve.
These were the two teams you wanted to see in the final, and a great rivalry between the two. Why are they so dominant in women's basketball?
Well, I think what's interesting is where their dominance usually has been in the tournament. Both teams lost four games this season. There were times when Connecticut didn't look like a national championship team during the season. But once these two get into the tournament, I think the coaching staff both have great experience. The kids have a great deal of confidence. And I think that's what carries them through the toughest games that, at the time when they most need to win them. Both Gino Auriemma and Pat Summitt talked about how much tougher the road gets for them, and yet they still keep being able to pull it out when it matters the most.
Tell me about Diana Taurasi.
She's been a remarkable player. I think she, each era of women's basketball has had sort of one or two great players that have risen above everybody else. Certainly in the time I've been following women's basketball, which was starting in the early 80s, you had Cheryl Miller, and the bridge, or I guess you'd say the torch, kept being handed off to different players. And Shamiqua Holtzclaw before Diana Taurasi from Tennessee also won three national championships. Taurasi got a lot of people interested who may not have followed women's basketball because she's a remarkable offensive player in every aspect of the game. She's a star, and she's somebody who people who wouldn't necessarily watch women's basketball would watch her. She's going to move on now. Today, as a matter of fact, she goes right to training with the U.S. national team, and then she will be certainly the first player selected in the WNBA draft. And I would think that the Pro League is really looking forward to having her come in and bring in the fans that she has developed in the college game.
So it's five for Connecticut, I think, but Pat Summitt at Tennessee has six.
Yes, she does. And she went out this past fall and signed a blockbuster recruiting class, includes the number one recruit in the country, Candace Parker. Pat's lined herself up quite a bit of talent, and it'll be interesting to see how once Taurasi's gone, UConn still has a lot of talent left, once she's gone, how that team adjusts, and then how quickly these freshmen will contribute at Tennessee, and also if everybody else is set up with UConn-Tennessee finals and sees what they can do next year.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Michelle Vopel writes for the Kansas City Star and contributes to ESPN.com.